Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support, Outreach Church, and our Prayer Room Ministry. And I'm so excited tonight to be back on our radio broadcast for our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour on this evening. I give God all the praise and glory today, for God is such a good God. I just give him praise. I reverence God, who is my life, and to everyone in their respective places, I thank God on tonight to have an opportunity just to serve, just to be here. I thank God on tonight. I don't know about nobody else, but I come to praise God. I come to give him glory on tonight. I thank him. He's been mighty good to me. So we're going to get ready to go into our devotion, but I just want to give reverence to God, who is my life, and to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to each one of you in your respective places. I thank God for an opportunity to be back on the radio. I thank him on tonight. I give God all the praise tonight and all the glory. We're going to get ready to go on our devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 119, starting at 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgment. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy word. Except I beseech thee the free will offering of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgment. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I err not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my ear to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. Amen. I just read it from Psalms 119, from 105. To 112, may God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. And we'll have a song.
Oh,
Father, we come humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come tonight, God, just giving you praise and glory on tonight, God, asking you to search our hearts, our minds, and if there is anything in there that should not be, God, we ask you to remove it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you tonight, God, to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just come thanking you and praising you for another opportunity to praise your name. Lord, to lift your name up, God. We just thanking you for an opportunity to praise you, Father. It's a privilege and an honor to praise you, Lord. We just give you praise and glory. We magnify you tonight. We glorify you tonight. Father, I ask you right now to bind the strong man tonight from our lives. Lord, bind up the strong man from the radio broadcast. It's from everyone under the sound of my voice on tonight. Father, I ask you on tonight to let Deborah decrease and the Holy Spirit increase, that you may minister to us on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you. We'll be careful to give you all the praise and all the glory on tonight. I just thank God on tonight. It's so many times that I just thank him for his goodness. I just thank him for his goodness on tonight. God is such a good God. And he just supplies me with everything that I need. So we're going to just open our testimony service up at this time. I'm going to just testify this morning when I got up. This lady that I used to work with and work for, her name is Carolyn, and she popped on my mind. Well, we haven't really talked when I got hurt, when I tore my rotator cuff. She'd asked me to come work for her, and I couldn't do it. And so I hadn't heard from her anymore, but this morning she popped on my mind, and I thought about calling her, and I didn't call her. And I guess about an hour after that, she called me, and she asked me, she said, I'm just going to ask you this. You can do it if you want to. You know, it's your choice, but I really need your help. I said, okay. And she asked me what I work for her Sunday. Now, Sunday is Mother's Day, and it's okay, you know. But I said, work for you? She said, yeah. I'll pay you $22 an hour. I said, $22 an hour. And she said, but it's 10 hours that you have to work. And I sit there and I thought about it and listening for the Lord to say something. And I said, you know, Carolyn, I have to preach Sunday morning. And I was already going to move that time up because people may want to do something on that day. I mean, move it down like to 9 or 10 o'clock anyway, because people might want to go somewhere, do something, or be with their family, the mothers and stuff. So I told her, I said, well, I can be there by 11 because I'm a preach, and then I'll go to work. And she's so happy about that. But then she asked me even after that, would I work 2 or 3 days a week for her? And I told her, if it's not 2-4, I'll do it. But, you know, it has to be suiting for me. But, and I'm saying all that to say this. I have been talking to Apostle Dean about getting ahead on our house notes. And I was just telling him this yesterday. And today God opened the door for me to do it. And even to that, I got to pay, you know, to come there when I come doing the church business, and I gotta, you know, pay my room and get me a rental car and stuff like that. So I think God is just doing on time stuff. You know, you never know what God is doing, but I know what concerns me concerns God. And he said, before you can ask me, I've already answered you. So I didn't really ask him to do it, you know. But God see my need. He see my heart. He know what I want. And most of the time, God, he's the supplier. He's our provider. He just whatever it takes and whatever he do it. I'm telling you, he's so faithful. I mean, you could get up and you could pray for 1 hour. You could pray for 15 minutes. God see your heart. And if he know you mean it and you do it regularly where you can have a relationship with God, ain't nothing God will withhold from us. Nothing. Not one thing. I'm telling you, God is so good. So I just thank and praise God that that's coming to pass, because here I am. I went to nursing school, but I didn't graduate. So here I am, a CNA, making $22 an hour. And then she just going to pay me cash. So it's just a blessing from God. And I thank God for it. I thank God for it. I mean, it's so many things. There's so many people that God can let do this. But he, and you know, and I'm letting her know, well, you know, I got to go out of town or so-and-so. I have to preach and I have to have Bible study these days. She said, do what you need to do. I'm going to do that for the Lord, because I ain't let nobody stop me from that. So it's, you know, it's such a blessing. It's just, I don't know what else to say. All I can say is God is a good God. God is so faithful. When we're not faithful, God is still faithful to us. I just thank God on today. He's just a blessing to me. He's just a blessing to me. I woke up this morning and I was saying, Lord, I love you so much. I said, I just love you so much. I don't know what else to say. And he know I meant that I loved him. God is, I'm telling you, he is love. And I'm telling you, God just blessed me so. I thank him so much for all the things that he do for me. And that was a blessing for me, because it was something I wanted. And I didn't really speak it, but I wanted it. And it was in my heart. So that lets you know that God looks at the heart. He reads our heart. Whatever come out of our mouth, it comes out of our mouth. But he looks at this heart to see what's really going on. That tells him what's really going on. But I thank him so much. I give God praise. I give God glory for all things. God, everything that he allow, everything that he do, everything he do for us is for our good. Whether we know it or not, it's for our good. He's not going to give his children bad gifts and do bad things for them. God won't. I'm telling you, he's blessing us even as I speak. He's blessing us. I'm telling you, because we breathe in his air. This don't belong to us. We can't see it, but it's here and it's here. Everything belongs to God. The silver, the gold, the cattle on 1,000 hills, everything belongs to God. And when we get that in our hearts and in our minds that don't none belong to me, it all belongs to God. When I tell you, we'll be some blessed people, because he know that we know who he is. He said, I am that I am. And I thank God. I'm telling you, I can't stop praising him. I just sit up in the house. I praise him. You know, I look at the weather, chum all the time, and I just praise God. I give him glory, even because the tornadoes don't come here, and he turned the hurricane somewhere else. And, you know, I just praise him all the time for what he does, miracles, signs, and wonders. I thank God on tonight. So that's my testimony for this Friday. I have a testimony every day, every time God wakes me up, every time he wakes me up, I have a testimony, because he woke me up. I got a sound mind. I know who I am. I know how to put my clothes on. People take that stuff for granted. that it's going to get beat, but it don't have to be. And not just because you 50, 60, 70 years old, it could be at 10 years old. We take that kind of stuff for granted that it's going to be, and it don't have to be. If it had not been for God, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be. It's so many times. I'm telling you, God has blocked things from you, and you don't never know it. You don't even know it. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, all I can say is I just thank him. That's why I just keep thanking him, because when we go out in our automobiles, we don't know what's there. We don't know what's going to happen. But God blocks. He knows everything before it happens, and he blocks things. I'm telling you, the angel, he sends your angels, his angels, to block things. And I'm so grateful for him. I'm so grateful. Now, do anyone else have a testimony? I could play a song, and then we'll go into another testimony. Let me see. I don't know these songs, but I'll do this sinner's prayer. And I tell you, God, hear our prayers. Even before we say anything, God, or hear our prayers. We don't have to say anything. God, hear our prayers. He hear when we out there in the world, sinner's prayer. He's the only one that can put on your heart to pray a sinner's prayer. I'm telling you, I just thank God on tonight. Is there any more testimonies tonight? Y'all know I can keep right on talking because it's good for me. It's good for my heart. Thank God. You know what?
Amen.
I give him
praise.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, this is Lisa from St. Louis. I just want to thank and praise God for each of you. Ma'am?
Amen.
I just wanted to thank the Lord Jehovah God for each and every one of you with end time men and women global ministries of war. I just thank God for each of you and all the sons and daughters of Christ Jesus in the kingdom of God. I was just thinking about, was it Matthew, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all the other things will follow. I just want to thank God.
Yes.
Because the times when I have found myself disillusioned, I know Christians don't talk about being disillusioned. That's usually group therapy. But I just in the hours so late in my life, and I've been so stressed, I just want to relieve someone who may not be a part of the kingdom, who have not been to church for a while. And I said, thank you, Apostle. I'm going to piggyback off of you because I thought that was just so beautiful. That you make everyone of creation know that the Creator, our Heavenly Father, I know we possessive of him, but I thought it was just beautiful how you opened that up to people in the world.
Right.
And even
Amen.
Those of us who, if we're going to be honest, when we are backslidden or we deep undercover and we still got to repent because we got to do whatever, be shrewd as a serpent but innocent as a dove. I just want to thank God for that statement. That while we are yet sinners. But I just thank God for this Mother's Day weekend. Mm-hmm. I just want to, I've never done this before, but I turned 53 in February 15, 2021. I just want to thank God for the children that he allowed in my womb that I did not have. I had such a fight with this enemy, I did not have the children, but I've been pregnant. So technically, I'm a mother. And God has let me know when I was restless sometimes at night over the years, especially now I'm like, oh, wow, I should be having grandchildren. The Lord let me know that my children are safe in his arms. So I just want to thank God and acknowledge him for the children that have been in my womb, but for whatever reason, hallelujah, because I've been on the battlefield for the Lord for a very long time, even when I was 5 years old. And I just want to thank God for each of you for praying for me during such a time such as this when God is requiring much. And I don't even feel like I can live up to it, but he keep letting me get up. I'm like, Lord, if you help me, and if you make these dry bones live again, hallelujah.
No.
Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for
thank
you. God bless and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And praise the Lord. Well, I thank God for being a mother. You know, I thank God for being a mother. My mother's not here, but, hey, I can depend on the Lord. He is everything that I need. He is everything that I need. And I just thank God for being a mother. You know, I give God praise. It's just an honor and a privilege to have children and grandchildren and great-grand or to serve in whatever capacity the Lord would want me to serve in. I give God all the glory, whatever it is that he wants me to do, I want to do it. So I give God praise on today. I give him glory today. And I mean, it's so many times that I know I could have been doing anything else, anything. We all could be doing anything else. But we right here on a Friday night when we could be doing a whole lot of other things. trying to lift up the name of Jesus. Don't you? I don't care how many it is. Or it could be just me, because it's been many days that it was only myself on this radio broadcast, and I did not stop. I did not turn. Sometimes I was discouraged, but I, hey, by the time I got through praying and hollering and screaming, it was gone. So, you know, I just, it's a blessing to just come together with the people of God to lift up the name of Jesus. I just thank God. I'm telling you, sometimes I get so full because we don't know the mind of God. We don't know the things that God has sacrificed for us. We don't know all that he went through. We just know what they told us. But, hon, I just thank God. And I think about what he went through for me. He didn't have to do nothing. I don't take for granted that he died for us. He gave his only begotten son just so we could live. I thank God for that. I thank God for that. Is there any more testimonies before I can play another song? Yeah, I know I just be randomly picking these songs.
I would like to give a quick little testimony real quick. So
okay.
I'm very grateful to have had children too. And if Prophetess Lisa want to adopt them, she can. I'm just kidding. But I'm just grateful to God that he allowed me to have boys. And for a long time, I had them by myself. Well, I wasn't by myself. I was always praying and asking God to lead me because I'm a woman. And everybody say a woman can't raise one man. And deep down inside, I knew that. So a lot of things that a lot of women would do, like I wouldn't wear makeup, or if I do put on makeup, I wasn't around them where I put it on them. I just let God lead me. God told me exactly what to do because I don't want my boys to be turned, you know, turn off the other way. I don't want them to grow up and I want them to have to love women and to fear God, you know. I don't want them to be promiscuous and all of that. So I thank God that he finally allowed a man to come in my life and to take over for me. And that was just a big relief because if it had not been for God who was watching out for me, giving me the help that I need because my boys are getting older. I don't know. I need somebody to come and take over from that. And there's only so much my daddy can do if he's not here, you know. So I thank God that they have a man in their life that they can go to with something hurting on them that they can't talk to me about or, if you know, little stuff like that.
Yeah.
And for a long time, I didn't really think that a man would come in and accept me because these are not his children. And, you know, men be like that sometimes. They don't want nothing to do with the child because they ain't third.
Right.
Well, this not the case. And I give glory and honor to God because he chose the perfect person for us, for me and my boys. And when he speaks of my boys, he say his boys. When he talks to them, he talks to them like, you know, they ain't come from nobody else. He look at them like they ain't come from somebody else. And I'm just so grateful to God that he allowed me to experience this, something that I've never experienced. And I'm sorry, I'm breathing heavy because I'm putting on clothes. But I just thank God for being there for us. And, yes, and I thank God for allowing you to cover us, because it's so much stuff that's going on in this world and that we take for granted that we don't really pay attention to. But we have an apostle that's always praying for us, always interceding for us. And I thank God for that. I just do not take that for granted at all, because it's people out here that got witches and warlocks in their family that's doing stuff to them. And I got a granny, and I got a mama, and I got an auntie, and I got people in my family that's steady praying for us and looking out for us when we don't even think
that's
about it. And I just thank God for that. And And that's all I want to say again.
Man, hey, man, it's a blessing. It's a blessing to know that you got somebody supporting and backing you up. It's a blessing to know that you got people praying for you, that God put you on other people's heart. It's a blessing. It's just a blessing. I know what you mean. I know what it feels like to have people to pray for you. I thank God. I can feel it. I can feel it. And when God want to get a message to me, that's why a lot of times when people want to hear up and prophesy to me and all that, I don't be wanting people to prophesy to me like that, because you can't let everybody prophesy to you. You cannot let everybody prophesy to you. But when I remember when I told y'all, this last lady went through two or three people, and I never knew her, and she never knew me. And but she got in touch with me. She went through another apostle and knew that apostle knew me. And she got in touch with me, and she prayed for me, and I thank God for it. And that was it. We haven't talked anymore, none, but she said, God said to tell you this. And that's what she did. We have to do exactly what God's saying, or don't do nothing at all. Because God, it shouldn't be lying on God. That's why when I prophesy, if it, nothing comes, there's nothing said. And if it's one word said, that's what you're going to hear. That's all I can do. I'm not going to sit up and just make stuff up just to prophesy. The devil is a liar. Mm-hmm. Because God is the most lied on person, you know, and we have to be careful with that. But, yeah, it's a blessing to have people praying for you and you, because, you know, these enemies out here, they don't care. But do we have any more testimonies? I'll play another.
Good evening.
Good evening, sweetie.
Giving reverence to God, who is my life, and to you, Apostle Deborah Deans and Apostle Edward Deans, and everyone in their respectable places. Good evening. Mm-hmm. Good evening. Good evening. I am just so excited. God is just so good. I just got a box in the mail, and it was my cap and gown for my graduation.
Amen.
For July the 10th. And I'm just so excited. And I just give God all the praise, glory, and honor. He is just so awesome. And, you know, if it had, you know, I don't take no glory. You know, I don't take no credit for it, because it was all him that got me through the 4 years of college. Mm-hmm. You know, because I had no power to do it on my own. You know, being almost 50 years old, in school full-time, working full-time, it wasn't easy, but God, he did it. I'm so grateful, and I'm just so happy and excited to be a graduate. I've never had a cap on my head, and it's just so exciting. And, you know, when I just think about the goodness of God and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. It was nobody but God. He did it, and I am just so grateful. I'm so grateful and so humble that God did it for me, little old me. And I know it's nothing. It may not mean nothing to anybody, you know, but I'm just humble, and I'm just so grateful that God is allowing me to walk across the stage. I could put a hat on and a robe on for the first time in my life. And so I just thank and praise God for that.
Yes, hallelujah. Glory.
Yes.
Glory.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, God is just so awesome. He's so faithful. And I'm just so grateful. He knows that if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have did it. It was tough. I had some hard, times, some difficult roles, but God, he just continued to push me, and seemed like the closer I got to it, he just shoved me in my back. You know, they you know, want me to start a new class for my master's degree. It's an accelerated program, and they say, you know, your GPA is awesome. You know, how did you do it? You know, and I'm just, well, I'm giving God all the glory and the honor, and I don't know what else to tell him. I just don't know what else to tell him. I know, I just don't know what else to tell him. So I just give God praise as an honor, and you guys continue to pray for me, and I will do the same for you. God bless you.
God bless you. That's such an honor. It's such an honor. God knows your heart. He knows exactly what you want. You don't even have to ask him. He knows what we go through. I'm telling you, God is such a good God. He's such an awesome God, and that's why we love God so much. He loved us first. He loved us before we knew us. So I just thank God on tonight. Anyone else with a praise report, or they want to testify, or okay, I'm going to play this, and then we're going to see what the Lord do.
With your name. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends that you have won again. Let your power roll. Thank you.
Before your throne, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, now I'm asking you, Lord, to let your anointing fall, God. Let your power fall, God. Lord, I'm asking you today, God, to change the atmosphere on this radio broadcast, God. Let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase. Empty me from me, God, that you may send your spirit in me. Lord, empty me from myself tonight. Empty me, God, from myself, God, that the Holy Spirit may reign in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you tonight to let your anointing fall right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing reign now, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing reign, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to search my heart right now, God, my mind and my spirit, God. If there is anything, God, in there that should not be, God, I ask you to remove it right now. I ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit and a sound mind on tonight. Father, I come right now, God, and just trying to open up unto thee, oh God. And I'm trying to just be out of myself, God, and in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you tonight, God, to let your anointing fall on these ears that's listening to me. In the name of Jesus, let your anointing fall. Let your power fall, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let them know who you are, God, and open up
every ear, God, in the name of Jesus, that they may hear you, God, and only you, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to cover each one of them in the shed blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels, God, to encamp all around about them, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your power fall on tonight, in the name of Jesus. We need you, Lord, and we can't make it without you, Lord. We need you, Lord, and we cannot make it without you, Lord. Let your power fall on tonight, in the name of Jesus. You said, if I abide in you, and your words abide in me, that we can ask anything that we will, and you'll do it for us. Lord, do it for them tonight. Whatever it is, God, do it for them. You say you would hold no good thing from us. If we walk upright, Lord, do it for us, God. We trying to walk upright. We trying to live holy. In the name of Jesus, we trying to, Lord, we doing everything that we can. And I thank you right now, in the name of Jesus. You said you would not break that covenant with us. You said you would not alter it, God, in the name of Jesus. You said it, God, in the name of Jesus. And we trust in your word on tonight. We trust in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But we thank you right now that you sent your word, and your word healed me, and your word delivered me. And out of every trouble, all of my destructions, I just thank you on tonight. I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you glory. I give you glory. Hallelujah. I give you praise on tonight. And I give you glory. I give you praise, God. I thank you tonight. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. I thank you tonight, God. For the Holy Ghost, I thank you, God, for the Holy Ghost on tonight. I thank you right now for the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I give you praise on tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I give you glory. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your spirit, God. Thank you for your spirit, God. Thank you for loving us, God. When we didn't know how to love ourselves, God, you loved us, God. You loved us, God. When we were yet sinners, that sinner prayer, God, and you still loved us. You still heard us, God. And I thank you tonight. Oh, I thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Prophet Estelle, I hear the Lord say he's going to carry you. He's carrying you. He's going to carry you even the more. He's going to carry you further than you think. He said, relax, let go and let God. He said, just relax. He's taking down some things and he's putting some more things up. He said something about well wishes. People wishing you well.
Wow, that is awesome. That's a confirmation for me. I have been getting a celebration together, and I was looking for a wishing well. My God. Wow.
Thank you, God. Thank you. You're doing what you're doing. Don't look back. I don't know if it's for you or not, but he said, don't be easy intimidated, because he is with you. Whoever say what, he is with you. Things are changing. Things are changing for you. Always, always ask him how you do things, and he'll give you information. Prophet, at least I hear the Lord say, load up. He said, load up. He said, you're a willing worker. I hear him say, travel. You traveling. He said, you can't be wishy-washy. But he said, load up. He said, change is coming. Maybe that was... He said, you know the answer already, what you asking him. He said, you already know the answer. He said, you asked him before. He said, did he tell you the answer then? I heard the Lord say, I heard him say it was a neighbor. I don't know what that means. I'm just hearing and I'm just saying and I'm talking to you, Prophet Lisa.
Okay.
He said something about something is not real or something. He said it's not real. I don't know what is not real, but he said it's not real. I hear him say something about a quarantine. And I'm not going to say what he means, maybe a fast or something, but he said, you need to quarantine. Mm-hmm. He's saying you're going to have to do this soon. I keep hearing them say, put a pep in your step. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to do this soon. because he's fighting battles for you. He's fighting for you. And he want to get you out of a place where you are. I don't know. But he's fighting for you. Because he said, you say ain't nobody listening to you. He's listening to you. He's listening to you, Brother Harold. You have almost a deliverance ministry. You have something like a deliverance ministry. You have intercession, prayer. I just hear him saying praying. You be praying, you talking to the Lord, praying for others, lifting up the name of Jesus. You don't be able to see what other people can't see. You pray for people. So pleased with that. Service. You have people waiting for you. You have people waiting for you. Crying out up to the Lord, worshiping God. I'm hearing this. Something about intertwined. You're bowing before the Lord. You're bowing before the Lord. I thank God. Hallelujah. You praising, hallelujah. It's like you right at his throne. Yes. You right there worshiping God. He hears you too. Because you're always studying, or you're always reading, or you're always in some kind of service or Bible class or whatever it is, you're always there. Always. You're always doing something for the Lord, trying to seek the Lord. It's, I thank God. It's a blessing. But he's leading you. He's leading you. Mm-hmm. You're going right. All I can say, he's leading you. So let God do what he's doing. Thank you, God.
Mm. That's right on, woman of God. That's all I've been doing. I want to say something. The Lord's been preparing me for my my ex-wife, you've been preparing me with letting me know I was going to have to minister to her. And I wasn't always happy about that. I'm going to be honest. So anyway, for the past 2 weeks, we've been, her son and her mother have been coming to me a lot. I didn't. And then I was feeling in my spirit that was supposed to reach out to me. I'm supposed to reach out to her. I kind of was resisting that. So last week, it started intensifying as I was praying. It turned to her mother, praying for salvation, covered in the blood. And so last Monday evening, I was laying down, and all of a sudden, I had an urgency to pray for her. I'm like, what's up with this? So I'm praying. And I'm like, I call her to my ex-wife. I don't talk to her, whatever. I woke up early that morning. She and her mother was coming too. So I prayed, went back to sleep. And I got up just that morning, the next morning. I said, what am I supposed to call her? So I called my aunt, who still keep in touch with her. Because her birthday weekend was passed. And I told her, I've been praying about my ex-wife. I don't know why, but that. And she said, I told her everything. I said, have you talked to her? No, she said, Harold. She said, have you talked to her? I said, no. She said, I just read a Facebook thing. And it just said, to the memory of my mother. I said, that's what that was. And I told her, you know, after I got out the phone, I had a vision that her mother had died, like, it was like 6 weeks ago. You know, I saw her Thursday, a funeral. But I haven't been talking to her, so I didn't know how to, you know, really convey it to her. So anyway, the Lord, and I was like, okay, but why is this coming to me about her? So he was trying to answer me, when she see you, is she going to see you or she's going to see who you are in me? And, you know, I told you he's been talking to me about her pocket. And I'm going to share this with those that's on the phone. And, you know, and everybody uses excuses. For example, when Jesus asked Peter, how many times you're supposed to forgive people? And you know, and this is a maturity thing right here. He told him 77 times 7. But we have this thing, well, you know, I'll forgive him, but I ain't got to do it around him. You haven't forgiven him. See, that's what's holding us up. God wants to work in the fullness. But we limit him where he has to chop it up into thousands of pieces and give us these things. And he wants us to forgive just like he do. He's tired of hypocrisy. Father, forgive me for my sin, but I'm not going to forgive my neighbor. We make up our minds. We're going to hold on to this stuff. And see, what happened is once we learn to forgive like he forgives, that's when you're going to walk in the heavens. Just like the Lord keeps telling me over and over, you're going to find yourself knowing how to do things because you have his heart. We will be like, he will flow through us like a waterfall, unhindered, nothing, like a one-way express. And that's what he wanted. That's what he wanted to do in our lives. And see, what happened is we have to realize it, with God, there is no maybe. It's not contingent on the other person. It's contingent on do you want to please God. It's either yes or no. That's it. And so the bottom line is a person needs to make up their mind, yes, am I going to serve God or no, I'm not. And we got to quit playing because of healing, deliverance, all that, it belongs to our family. And as we hold this stuff up, we hold it up from getting everything through. But I want to say this also, even in that, see, the bottom line is a lot of people say, I don't have to go around it. Well, first of all, in order for you to forgive somebody 77 times, that means you have to be in their midst. And when they see you change, that will be the cause that will cause them to change. We have to be living sacrifice. And that's until we get to that point, you're going to always have these empty churches. You're going to always have empty prayer meetings and all this other stuff. Because we don't have the heart of God. He's ready for people. Now, God said he's going to bring forth a fearless ambassador that's going to take land and take territory. And the weapon that he's going to give us, the weapon is going to be his love. That's going to be the weapon. He wants us to go out in love and be that love that conquers all the things. That's what God wants to do. So we have to love like he loves. And that's why I just want to be.
Amen. God bless you too, brother Harold. That's a blessing. We receive that word too. we receive that word. We just give God praise on tonight. And I was just thanking and praising God for just his testimonies and stuff, because he'd been on with me for a long time. He didn't used to say nothing. He just used to be on. So I thank God for him on tonight. I give God praise tonight, and we're going to the experiences that you go through, Prophetess Morton, they're for a reason. And God is developing you. God is developing you. Ooh. He is definitely developing you. And you have a heart of gold, but he's working on you. God is working on you. And you keep on paying attention to what you see, the visions that God show you. Mm-hmm. And keep on praising God. Keep on depending on God. And let him keep leading you. Don't depend on man. Let God lead you. Just let God lead you. Your husband leading you, but you know, you follow your husband. But I'm talking about spiritually. Spiritually, I'm talking about. And what you see and what you hear, you know, what you feel spiritually. Because you're going to get some new feelings. You're going to feel different. Some more things going to happen. You're going to feel another way. But know that God is God. He's preparing you for whatever he has for you to do. So he getting your mindset. He say, keep on praying and keep on studying like you're doing. And see what happens. And we give God praise, Prophet Martin. We just thank God for your willingness, your heart. We thank God for the love that you have in your heart. God going to deal with you with that love in your heart. He going to change you all around with that love that you have in your heart for people, for the people of God. Mm-hmm. He want us to love all men just like that, and women just like that. You know, when you know love covers a multitude of sins. I mean, love is love. God is love. So when you love like you love, it's God. There is no way I can love somebody that did me any kind of way except for it be God. It have to be God to make me love my enemy. Love those that try to despitefully misuse me. Love those that's talking about me. It have to be love. So you keep loving people like you do, God gonna do something in your life, and you gonna know it's God. He already doing something, and you don't really understand. But you keep on loving. You just keep on showing love. You're going to be a light around a lot of darkness. You're going to be the only light around a lot of darkness. But that love going to stand out. He said, I'm teaching him. He teaching you love. I heard another word. He said repeal or something. He said repeal or repel. I just heard that word. And he said believe. He said just believe. Believe.
windows are opening, windows of heaven is opening. There will be no lack, he said. No good thing will he withhold from you. He's going to give you some winning inventions, some things, he's going to give you things to do, to provide to. Teaching you. You drink a lot of water.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. He needs to drink that water. Something about that water. He's going to work through the water. I already know what it is now. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm, 'cause he want to be baptized. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. He's going to work through the water. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm going to pray just our closing prayer. Father, we just thank you. I thank you for using or working through me or speaking through me, whatever. Lord, I just want to be a vessel used by you, God, empty, just for you, God, to use. I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice. Lord, cover their children, their families, their grandchildren, great-grand. Lord, keep them covered. Cover them, Lord. Bless them tonight. Bless them, God. As they go in and come out, just cover them and bless them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 And God bless you all. On Sunday is Mother's Day. I moved the time of the service down to 9 o'clock your time because I'm going to probably have to go to work Sunday at 11 o'clock. I'm just helping this lady out. I'm not. But anyway, I'm going to go on and go to work Sunday, and I have to be there at 10, but I'm going to be there at 11 because they know I have a service on Sunday. So I'm asking you all to pray for me and for my family. I love you all, and I'll see you. So I just want to let everybody know it's Sunday morning at 9 o'clock Central and 10 o'clock Eastern time. God bless y'all. I love you. You all have a blessed weekend and happy Mother's Day to everyone. God bless you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Amen.
Happy Mother's Day to you too, and God bless you, and we love you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you too. Happy Mother's Day to you all. God bless you.